Ich will reden hier in der Stickel an der Hilchois Nefilas Apayim und zu der Zu, wo kommt der Alochis auf der Isur und Mishtachavoe und das Isur der Reise und der Rabbonne und Mishtachwe al Ritzpo. So, let me again say that. The Tur in Simen Kufla mit Aleph, the Tur brings down like this. Seder ha-Tfile she-tiknu lanu Chazal, the Seder of the Tfile that Chazal wo metaken, Chazal wo metaken b'shloisha drochim. In three ways Chazal wo metaken Tfile. Yeshiva, Amide v'nefile. Tfile has to be done in three ways. Yeshive, Amide, Nefile. We learn it out from Moshe Rabbeinu. It's three psukim in Moshe Rabbeinu. V'eishev behor, noch a posuk, v'noichi omadeti behor, arboim yoim v'arboim lailo, V'esnapal, the two pasuk is V'esnapal lifnei Hashem. Says Aloche b'yeshive, b'amide u'b'nefile. V'eishet ba'al, and v'echiyomadeti ba'al, v'esnapal. So every person Chazal metaken every day to daven in the three ways of tefile. Yeshive, amide, nefile. Zog the tour, the Mishnah Berurah brings it down. The last part is the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring down. You finish to do these three things. You finish to do these three things. If yeshiva, amide v'nefile, you pick up your hands and you say, I tried my best, v'anachnu le'nei damanase. I tried yeshiva, I tried amide, I tried nefile, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, more from them I don't know what to do. Anachnu le'nei damanase. This is the Tzuras HaDvorim who we daven every day. Yeshiva, we do in Birkes Krishme, Amide, we do in Shmonesre. Nefile, we do in Tachnun. And we pick up our hands. Hashem, we try three ways. More from that, anachnu lo yinei da manase. We don't know what else to do. We did our part. Hashem, you have to do your part. And Mincha also is aloche. Yeshiva, amide, nefile. Where is the yeshiva and amide and nefile? So, the Briske Bismedrash from America, they time it, that is a Rambam, that you have to sit in Ashrei. In Rambam state, in Perek Tes Milchus Tfile, I saw Choshevet Talmid Chachomim, the Talmidim from that Bismarish, Choshevet Talmid Chachomim, Shurkin, and these people, they're sticking mark with this Rambam. The Rambam says in Milchus Tfile, in Perek Tes, Aloche Ches, Beminche, Oymer Shliach Tzibur Ashrei, Hu Oymed Ve'om Meyushev, Mezitzen Ashrei. It's right today in Yom Kippur Kotten, it was very hard. At least Chosh Haim to Mekai in the Rambam. Yeshev ba'ashre, the Rambam said, Va'om Yeshvim ba'ashre, Yeshive, Nochdem Shmonesre Amide. The people that don't sit in Ashrei, this is the minhag that in Tachnun, after the Tefilas Apayim, we sit a little bit before we stand up, to be Yetzer the Yeshive. The order anyway is not Me'akev, and Moshe Rabbeinu also, the order was Yeshive Nefile Amide. The pasuk of Yeshiva is in Dvorim Tes, Nefilas in Dvorim Tes, and the Amidas in Dvorim Yud. So maybe I have just not Me'akev to say that. On the Kolokim is Yeshiva, Amide, Nefile. This is the first chelik. Let me get it still weiter. Is Mevuer in Rambam, in Perikei Milchus Tfile, that the Nefilas Sapayim is a part of Shmonesre. The Nefilas Sapayim is a part of Shmonesre. The Rambam brings down, in Perik Hei Milchus Tfile, שמונה דבורים, אחת זכן, צורך המספל להיזהר בהם. אם הוא ידוחוק, אי נאנס, אי שעובר ולא יעשנו, בדיעבד איז נשמע עקב. בדיעבד איז נשמע עקב 18. תמיד אין זכן המעקב 18. בדיעבד איז נשמע עקב. The first one, עמידה. נויחך המקדוש, second one. תיקון הגוף, תיקון המלבוש. הקריאה והשתחווה. הקריאה והשתחווה. אין זכן מעקב 18. עמידה, קריאה, השתחווה. זאת דרמה מה, קריאה כיצד? חומש קריאה סקוירים ב-18. שתיים בברוך הראשונו, שתיים בהוידוה. והחמיש יסק ברמב״ם, הלוך היות, כשגוי מרתפילה, קויריה ופויסיה שויש פסיאס לאחוב. זה חומש קריאס. זוג ברמב״ם, הישתחבויה כיצד? בגוי ה-18. אחר שמגביע רוישי מהקריאה החמישיס, יושב לו אורץ, נויפל על הפולוב על האורץ, ומסחנם בכל התחנונים שירצה. He finished, he picked up his head after his sholem, he falls straight on the floor. This is ישתחווה. זה כרמב״ם. ישתחווה זו פישוט ידיים ורגליים, עד שנמצא מוטל על פולוב אורצה. This is ישתחווה. This is the halacha of ishtachavoy. Says mevur in the Rambam that this halacha, if the filas apayim, it's a part of the shmonesre. Shmoyno dvorim me'akvim, v'diyavad is nish me'akev, kriya b'ishtachavoy. V'kshu oymed me'akriya ha'chamishis, meifal al apayim amto, and mishtateach on the floor, and then he says, tachnun imchol ma shiirtze. Now you have to know, stam, to have it clear. This halacha, this is the reason we're not allowed to talk before Tachnun. We're not allowed to talk before Tachnun. Why are you not allowed to talk before Tachnun? It's a hemshech of 18. Tiltam agravrom asaka. Now, people think you're not allowed to talk. I speak a lot of places in Davin HaMincha Ketzor, people don't know it. You're not allowed to talk before Tachnun. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that even during Chazor HaShatz, you're not allowed to talk because it's before Tachnun. When you finish one and say you have to fall on the floor. So like the Magen Avraham, so why is that halacha that you're not allowed to talk in Chazor HaShatz? Typically you're not allowed to talk before Tachnun. So like the Magen Avraham, in Chazor HaShatz you're not even allowed to say one word to your friend. Here one word you're allowed to. The Ari HaKodesh was marked with even not one word to say. The Velt has maybe a different text that calls him that the Shatz didn't finish, the Shmoneser didn't finish. But you're not allowed to talk after Chazor HaShatz or Chazor HaShatz because Tachnun has to be miyad after Shmonesre. It's a choshev ritva. What happens if you talk? It's a choshev ritva in Bava Metzia. The Gemara zokta Maisin in Bava Metzia that the Reb Lezer, the Menad Reb Lezer, Tanur Shel Achnoi, he was Metamei Chachom or Metar, they were put him in Nidui. Now the wife of Reb Lezer was the sister of Rabban Gamliel. So she never let her husband to say Tachnun. One day, her Oni came to the door, although she was sure it's Rosh Chodesh, and she went out of the room, and she came back, she saw him laying on the floor saying Tachnun. So she ran over to him, get up, you killed my brother already. Tachnun was about. It's so strong, you daven, if someone made you a tzora, you daven Tachnun, it kills him. The Gemara says, in the yard was already a cruise, Rabban Gamliel was nifted. Frank the Ritva, so how she stopped him every day? But if she told him, please don't say Tachnun because you'll kill my brother, so she went out of the room, so he did it. So like every day she asked him a question before, after Shmonesra, Dachuf. She made up a shayla to ask him. He spoke, he lost the whole power of the Tachnun. Does he does? The koach of the Tachnun, if you said a word, you lose it. Like the Ritva. The Tachnun is very stark. This is the reason Alamol Chassidim LeMoshul, they like to say Tachnun before Vuhurachu. Mayimer Doem, Nefilas Apayim, they like to do it before Vuhurachu. Nusach Ashkenaz, we do it after it. The Minhag of Yeshiva. Sagdi Mishnah Berurah, how are you allowed to say Vuhurachu? Dinei Tachnunim is Nishken Hefsek. צריכים לסגן עוד תירוצים די סגל לו עם הדוביד מיד I'm saying, this is the mocker, this is stam, two mekoyers. We say, fuck out, lama zogim tachnuni, we get into it, and then we'll fall on the floor. They say, fuck out. We make the tachnun miyad. Now, what is the inyan of nefila sapai? What is the inyan of nefila sapai? The Rabbi Lubichaya in Parshas Korach brings down three zachim. It's moiro shchino, We finished to speak to Hashem and Shmoneh Esra, we show the pachad. We cover our heads. Other of it's Miloshen Achnoe, like we're doing tshuve. Other, Bitul Ayesh. Over in Zohar, here we come into one of the Nekud of a lot of Alochas. In the Zohar state that it's Keneged Mesirus Nefesh. When you fall on the floor, you Meisir Nefesh, You misbato HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you mask him to moiser the nefesh of all of you HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the reason a lot of people, and in the original Tachnun, they would say the psukim, Eilecho Hashem Nafshi Esa. The Sfarim say it b'zman hazeh. The mizmor from Eilecho Hashem Nafshi Esa. Now, state in Zohar, B'S Yosef, Api Kabole, if you say, Tachnun. Without a kavone, it's dangerous. Mekatzrim Yovov. Tachnun is not a poshtezach. You see, he fell, he killed her brother. Tachnun is fire. On kavone, it kills. Nusach Ashkenaz are scared to say Tachnun because of that. So we say instead of Elecho Hashem Eso, Rachum Vecholm Chotosi, we fall on the floor and we start to do tshuva miyad before it will kill us. Miyad, we start to bet Rachmim. We do the Maisa Nefila Sapayim, Gleich Mi Bet Rachmin. In the Chassidish Sforim, in the good Chassidish Sforim, state, why do you think the Chassidim don't say, Tachmum when a dead is a Yortzai? You have some Chassidim, you zucht yet a Yortzai, nicht zu sagen. So we mean, ich weiß nicht. The Chassidim are scared to sagen Tachmum, the big rabbis were scared. Every excuse that be nicht zu sagen Tachmum. Zu spielen mit Feuer, mir will nicht mit Feuer. Bezirruf, dat der Berheter says, Tachmon is nicht kein Chäuwe, Berheter brings er auf den Utroi goin. Der Tachmon is nicht kein Chäuwe, this is one of the reasons. Ein anderes Forum star, if we already heard him in the Chassinim Sheminig, they say that it's Geboit, it's one of the Tshuvas, it's Geboit in the Gemara in Yevomes, Daf Kuf Chof Beis, the Gemara says, Hanoch ragle da amiroi. So the Geonim learned Pshat, what is Hanoch ragle da amiroi? The day of the Ptire of the amiroi, we call it a regel. And a regel, we don't say Tachnun. So the day of the Ptire of a Tzadik is like a regel. Reb Moshe was very stark against it. Reb Moshe said, if you come to a place that they don't say Tachnun because of your time, you mechuyev to say Tachnun. And there's no way he's going to do of them. You push it doing what Shulchan Aruch says. As they had Igras Moshe. It's brought down in Tfilah Kilchosa. Shulchan Aruch said that it's totally. If you come to a Psachsidish place that Zayne Rebbes, or the Moshe Rabbi Limeilech, that's the Rebbe from Alamen, or if you go down to a place, they tell you, Heint is your young, they find a place, you know, the new calendars you can find every day. Zayne Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, and then you have to say. If it's the Manig, then you become a part of the Tzibu. Of the Stam, not to say. This is the reason now, Nochazach, in Mishne Brura Shtei, you don't, the Aloch in Mishne Brura Shtei Tazei, in Simil Kuf Lamed Alef, Sivkot Niyud Zayin, Mishne Brura says, you don't say Tachmon by night. El El Tachmon Balaylo. Velochen, zog the Mishne Brura, im Nimshecho Tfilah Samincho Ad Alaylo, If the milcha was given geschlep bis the nach, you ain't noifli mapai. Aber ben ha-shmoses של לילה נוהגים ליפול. Aber ben ha-shmoses, you're allowed to pull. Aber minne Yerushalayim, that ben ha-shmoses, the first 5-10 minutes, maybe we can make it sein, aber after the 5-10 minutes, Mir Yerushalayim is, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Eliyahu should say not to fall down. Not to say Nefilas Apayim. Why? Because by night it's dangerous, Shaitin Bis Yosef. Chmira Sakanta Meisura. The Sfardim, we'll get it later, they're so scared, they don't know Nefilas Apayim Bichlal. The Sfardim were Mevatel Nefilas Apayim. They sit. Sitting is garnished. You don't have to sit in the Nefilas Apayim. The Mishnah Berurah says, al pika bole, you have to sit. The Iker is to do like this with your hand, to put your hand and to fall down. It's the Iker to sit, al pika bole. Grace here, Mishnah Berurah says, mechuyav to do it. But it's not the part of the Nefilas Apayim. The Sfardim sit, they don't do the Nefilas Apayim. They're scared from the Nefilas Apayim. And they talk and say the dangerous psukim there, most of them. Zechor Hashem Nafshei Esav. So they're scared to do the Nefilas Apayim. We'll get later to, so what they do. Pashas, they don't do the Nefilas Apayim. That's like someone's sick, so he doesn't daven Shmona Esrei. He davens without standing. So they say Nefilas Apayim without falling. Yeah, but we'll get to it later. This is Nefilas Apayim. It's given a minig by the emotional I saw by Vizhnitz. I'm in my house of Bismarish and Vizhnitz. I'm sure it's Murchash Vechsidim. That they don't say Tachnun and Mincha. Vizhnitz are not. I don't know if it's under Vizhnitz anders. But the Vizhnitz was ich daven. They don't say. I think Minek Boston is also not to say Mincha. So what is the Mokir? Rav Shlomo Zalman says the Mokir was in Chutzlo, it's a lot of times they daven Mincha late. And they were scared, even one day they daven early, in a mistake they'll say Tachnun and you could die. You could die. We'll see later. We'll just the Akdomah to the Inyan. So by Meir, there were no Ignat to say. So by Etzem, in Eretz Yisrael, the place that then, Shmuel Zalman says, the place that Lemaisa is a Minig, there's no reason to keep the Minig. But Lemaisa, Shmuel Zalman says, if you come to a place that they have a Minig not to say Tachnun and Mincha, it's a kosher and Minig, and you follow, and you don't have to say Bichidus. You say, if they don't say, you don't say also. Okay, so we know what is Tachnun. Yeshiva Amida Nefila. What is Nefila? You fall on the floor, umischanen b'chol ha-tachnunim she'irtze. It's like the Rambam, there's no even loshim, you just mibet vos mivil. This for sure was the minig of Klal Yisrael in time of the Tanoim, Amoroim. Somewhere over the years, something happened, and they stopped to say Nefila Sapayim. No one falls on the floor anymore. I heard a close in the Rebbe twice a year fell on the floor. But most people don't fall on the floor. I didn't see people fall on the floor. The Shaila, what happened? Why people start to fall on the floor? Yeshiva, Amida, Nefila. Yeshiva we do, Amida we do, Nefila we don't do. So the Mishnah Berurah already brings down, doesn't bring a Mekoyer, it just says, B'teich HaDvarim, הנה, לפי לספיים שנוהגו ביומים הראשונים או בדרך ליפול על פונוב ארצו. On the floor. עכשיו לא נוהגו ליפול על פני ממש, אלא בהתוי הסרויש וכיסו יפונים בלבד. התוי הסרויש וכיסו יפונים בלבד. Why? Why it stopped? So it's קובל מקוירס, why it stopped? המשתמור הזה, המון הסגידה נשתה זה, היינט, כלל ישראל don't do the real לפי לספיים, they put their hand on their hand, skisi upon him, we do epis. It doesn't mean if a bacher wants and he feels a mole, maybe he could do it. And take a grace is not going to happen when you do it. If you feel really shtekikus. Glaze of a rabbi twice a year, he fell on the floor. That's in the philosophy. Why we don't do it? So it's really not written nowhere a good reason, really. The I know, it's nowhere in the Rishab. Steht nicht in Gorlisch, besucht in alle Sforin, is no Mekoyer, oh, now we stop to do Nefilas Apayim. It's a little bit Mekoyeres for stopping to do Nefilas Apayim. One Mekoyer is a Gemara in Megillah that Chof Beis, that Odom Choshuv is not allowed to fall down al Apayim only if he's sure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer him. If he's not sure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer, Amor Nefilas HaPayim was, you fell and it happened. So Adam Choshuv, if he's not sure that it will happen, he's not allowed to lipol al ponov. But the Yerushalmi state, kol Adam. And the Babli state, only Adam Choshuv. And the Yerushalmi state, kol Adam einei rasha lipol al ponov, im loy sheyodea sheyeme. Kelio. So the Meile, Adam Zogim, we're choshish to the Yerushalmi, the Divrei Yatziv, Tshuva's Divrei Yatziv, El Zog Tazei, that is a halacha, you're not allowed to make Nefilas Apayim only in a place that is a Sefer Teire. If not, it's dangerous. Again, Mishpilut Mitfayer. Only when it's a Sefer Teire you're allowed to do Nefilas Apayim. We're not Pekim, the Gemara says, we're not Pekim b'chseiras v'yeseiras. It's not b'chseiras v'yeseiras in Sefer Teire. So we don't do the Nefilas Apayim anymore. So what we do Echsa Zecheru. We put something on the hand. We try to make the Zecher the Zach, only in a place that is a Sefer Teire. But from this wagon, we're much more makel. Lemoshu. Mina Yerushalayim, you don't have to have a Sefer Teire. In Yerushalayim, the meaning is you fall Tachmon even without a Sefer Teire. The Remoshe, Nigris Moshe, and Chelek Hei, Simon Chof, and the Stipler, and Oiches Rabbeinu, he says if it's Sforim in the room, is also enough. Remoshe says, you're allowed to mechanach kids in Cheder to Nefol Apayim, even there is no Sefer Teire and no Sforim. I don't know what is the shiur of Sforim. The Siddur is also Sforim. It's not enough time to say, it's a Shafek. What is going to be what is the shiur of Sforim? But again, because we're not really doing the real Zach, we're doing a Zecher. On the Mais is Meduik in Rambam already, in Perek Hei, in Rambam is Meduik as a, even that the Rambam bring down, V'neifol al apayim arzo, the ganze Rambam, this is Hilchis Tfile. In Alamor, you have to know Hilchis Tfile, and then it's Alamor Kedai to check in Perek Tes. Perek Tes, the Rambam says, after all the halachas, he kilo has a short siddur. And when the Rambam gets in halacha Tes, Perek Tes halacha Hei, achar sheyashim kol haTfilo veHatzibur Yibol al pono veYata meat v'chol haTzibur veYischanen al neifel. It's mashma in the Rambam that you don't fall on the floor. Even in the Zman of the Rambam, it already stopped. No one knows exactly when it stopped. Now, one of the main reasons that Vaistois it stopped, and this Be'etzim brings us to the second Chelek, a lot of Nafkamines, is the Isur Deiraise to Mishtacha Ve'al HaRitzpo. And again, we go to all these Minogim, you're allowed to go on your knees, you're not allowed to go on your knees, but I'm again, Keseda. Alright, me gave the longness mit halacha lemaise. Is the isur lishtach bis ala oretz. The second we'll see the sugya. It's the isur deiraise, bepasht is the isur deiraise on the floor. If you lay open hands, open feet, mamish mishtateach. This is the isur deiraise. If you're not mishtateach, it's like what we do in Rosh Hashanah, is the isur derabonon. On the floor, without a cover. If you put something in between, maybe it helps. But without a cover in between. It's a isur deiraisa. So it's a isur to mishtateach on the floor, and it's a isur de rabbonon, like we do in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Now, b'meile, when they were made nefilas apayim, for sure people put covers. No one went on the floor without a cover. But, you know, in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur alone, you see so much people forget to bring the papers. If every day we would have to have paper, and a lot of people don't know where you have to put the papers, we'll see about it soon. People maybe even mamish yisurim. They didn't want every day tachmon with papers, and at the end of the day, people would be even yisurim the rabbanon. So because of that, they were mevatel the salochet. We're scared from yisurim. We don't want people to have yisurim to mishtach ve'al ha'oretz, so they stopped the halochet to mishtach ve'al ha'oretz. This is Mistam and Moor, the real Mekoyer, that the reason we stop to make tachnun. So let me get it zurück. In a minute we'll move out of the aloche. Let me get it zurück to unsere tachnun. So unsere tachnun is the aloche of nefile, yeshiva amida nefile, just for reasons that we're scared to be over isurim de rabbonon. We have a chash to be over isur de rabbonon. Or that we're scared that it's dangerous. So we make as a halbele tachnun. We don't fool mamish on the floor. We fool our hands. Zogt dem Magen Avraham. So you have to know, you're not allowed to fall. It's two halachas. You're not allowed to fall on your hand. You have to fall on your jacket. Because the hand is min b'minay ein echoitzet. Stam, the Ari says stam, that the hand, the kafa yad, all of the aveiros are there. So it's dangerous. I don't want to go to the other part. But even if not, you have to have a kind of clothes there. If you don't have clothes, it's min b'minay ein echoitzet. Zogt dem Magen Avraham, more from that, you're not allowed to fall straight. Straight means like this. Then your head is straight and you just put a hand on the standard. So like you're not allowed to do it. You have to do either to the left or to the right. Then to turn your face, I'll explain it. A person is standing, he's standing straight. If he goes to the floor, he's going straight to the floor. We don't go to the floor, right? We go to the hand. So this is straight. I put my hand instead of the floor and I lean on my hand. But the Rambam says you're not allowed to do it. You have to do either to the left or to the right. Like, to the side, to this side, to that side. You do like this, the Gdolim do like this. I'll explain in a second. Straight means a person has a standard in front of him, he puts down his head on the standard, this is straight. Not straight is, he's kind of picking to the side to see what the Chazan is doing. So try to explain. Lamosha, you put down your head on the standard and you look on the closet of the Sforim here. This is to the side. As they state in Magen Avraham. Why? Zog the Magen Avraham, you're not allowed to do it straight. Is the Isur Shtachavah? Is the Isur Shtachavah? Zog the Bira Loche, Velche Isur Shtachavah? We're not going to the floor. We're not going to the floor. Maybe the Magen Avraham, at the time of the Magen Avraham, they fell to the floor. But today, they don't fall to the floor. Allah himself says, Nish Mistaba, on time of the Magen Avraham, no one fell to the floor. So, there's two ways to understand the Magen Avraham. There's one way to understand the Magen Avraham, because it's Ki'ilu on the floor, we're doing Zeichel to the floor, and on the floor, we're not allowed to lean straight, we have to lean crooked, because there's an issue to lean on the floor. So midin zeicher, we also have to be crooked. Maybe we'll have time later, but londas, if we explain the londas, maybe we'll have more avon in it. Le'ine aloche le'maise is a machlekes. Rebel Yashiv is not makpid on it. That's what I heard. I didn't check. People told me that they checked. He puts his head straight on his hand. Le'umas den, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchoso, Rebel Zriel Oerbach, they're makpid to be Yitzel Magen Avraham. And they don't lean straight, they lean a little bit slanty to the side. Now the Pisket Shuvas, the Sefer Pisket Shuvas on Mishneh Brura, he has a chumre, Das Atzmoy, Das Atzmoy. It means it's not good as I don't know, but don't do is Das Atzmoy, that all of the face has to be on top of the stander. A lot of people, they put on the stander and they see the floor. So mishtachna on the floor. He says, so the shayla is how to read. You put the siddur under your... You have to cover the ganze zach, he says. Shmir Shabbos Kilchoso told me, b'shum panim v'ayfen nisht. A part chatzitza is also good. When I'm on the floor, it's in the zecher, for the zecher is genug achelik. For the mechase panim is genug achelik. But mikol mekoyim, so all of this aloche comes from the Isur Ishtachavoy. It comes from the Isur Ishtachavoy. So I want the shtickle to be masbir. This Isur Ishtachavoy, what is the mekoyim from this Isur Ishtachavoy that we don't have it clear, what is the Isur to be mishtachve on the floor? I know all of us when we were kids, we were taught that you're not allowed to go down to your knees on the floor. You don't put something under it. Most of us were taught. We'll see if it has a makor or it doesn't have a makor. Let me get a bissel to Revara. Is a Gemara, the sugi that we have in Shas, we have one sugi in Shas, couple lines in the Gemara in Megillah, that Chof Beis Amud Beis. It's a Gemara on Tachnun. Rav Ikla LeBovel B'Tainis Tzibu. Rav came to Bovel, was a Tainis Tzibu. Gekumen zu Tachnun, Noful Kula Alme Apayu. Everyone went down to the floor. The Rav Lo Nofal Alapay. And Rav didn't do Tachnun. So Gemara, my time Rav Lo Nofal Alapay. Why Rav didn't go to the floor? Tachnun is Mefile. You have to go to the floor. Just saying, you know, you see sometimes people in the Zalzer and Tachnun, right? This is the spitz of the tefillin. Rav by time in another Alapay. After the Gemara, Ritzpo Shel Avonim Oysa. ותניה ואבן מסקיס לתיתנו בארצכם להשטח בישראל. עולה אתם משטח הזה, אבל אתם משטח בעל אבונים של ביס המקדש, כדאו לה, דונאו לה לסותר לרצפה של אבונים בלבד. רב, דינו ואתם משטח בהם, כזו זה רצפה של אבונים. זה גמור יוח עם העיר רב, אפילו כולו נעמי. זה לגמור, by everyone else was something else on the floor, it was not stone. Only when Rav was standing, was stone. Well, so why Rav didn't change his place? He didn't want the matriach. Even if the Gemara Rav normally made different ways, keep Mishnah again. So this is the Gemara. The Gemara says it's the issur to be mishtachve on the floor. Shenemar even maskis loititnu be'artzachem. Even maskis loititnu be'artzachem. It's the issur to be mishtachve on the floor. Shenemar. The Tanya ve'evin maskis le'titnu be'artzachem, a posuk in Vayikro, evin maskis le'titnu be'artzachem mishtach v'yisoleo, oleh at mishtach v'at mishtach v'lavonim shel Beis HaMikdash. So the isur ishtachavoe on the floor. Now, what is evin maskis? Evin maskis le'titnu be'artzachem. Is the isur evin maskis? Don't put evin maskis be'artzachem mishtach v'yisoleo. Rashi and Rabbeinu Hananel is in Megillah Chof Beis. Rashi, we say it in Shtayim Mikro ve'echot Targum, and Parshas Vayikro. Rashi learns even maskis of stone floor. Ritzba Savonim. It's the issur to mishtach be'an Ritzba Savonim. But the Meiri and the Shita Mekabetzes learn that even maskis is not the Ritzba. It's two different zachen. It's about the Rambam already in Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs. And Mitzvah Leuse Seyutches. The Rambam says, what is Evan Maskis? Mitzvah Yudbeis in Shuldik. Mitzvah Yudbeis. Shizironu me'asois Evan Muchonais Lishtach Besoler. אפילו הוא זה לכל יסבורך וגם כשלא יסדם אליו ידזורה כי חיין אויסים אבן מצוירס במלאכה מחוקמס לפני הצלם וישטח בו אויסה לצלם זה כדרם במצמדים חוקס הגויים אצדום ינה ידזורה אצדום ינה ידזורה זה איזו תומקה אבן נסקיס דום ינה ידזורה וזה בזר דרם במתפרק ווב מלחיס אבן ידזורה בגזרנו זו בהלוכן, פרק ווב, הלוכה ווב, מצי בו, אבן מסקיס האומו בתוירו, אבא בישו משטח בלו על השם לא יקה, אם יתברשת השם, איז עבר האיסו, ואבן מסקיס נו בארצך המשטח בסולר, מפני שהיו דרך או יבדי כחובים להניח אבן לפונר להשטח בסולר, לפי חוכן אויסים כנה השם, So the Rambam means Evan Maskis was a stone that they put in front of the Avodah Zarah. Before they were Mishtachve, they were used to put something down to be Mishtachve in it. And we have a drasha that not only are Evan Maskis, even a floor. So Lefi Rashi, the Isur is a floor, And if the Rambam, Evan Maskis is a special stone that is made by the Zohar, and every stone floor is included in Chlal Dat Isl. So if everyone is an Isl Dei Raisa to be Mishtach on the floor, is a Pasuk, Evan Maskis Leititnu Be'artzichem. No Rashi learns Evan Maskis is the floor. You're not allowed to Mishtach on the floor to Hashem. The Rambam was a special stone that was made for Avodah Zarah, and every floor is included in that Isu. This is one Machlekes. Now, is another Machlekes, Rashi and Rambam, why is the Isu to Mishtach on the floor? In Rambam state, it's Avodah Zarah, was the meaning of the Goyim. The see, Rashi, it's a normal floor, it's not the meaning of a Goyim. So it's Meduik in Rashi in a poor Elter in Shas, and a poor author in Shas, and Rashi al Atayre, and Rashi in Megillah. That is the Minchas Chinuch is Medayikit. The Rashi learns that the Isur to be Mishtachver is because it looks like Beis HaMikdosh. Like we're not allowed to do a Menorah like Beis HaMikdosh with seven. We're not allowed to build a house that looks like Beis HaMikdosh. We're not allowed to make a Ishtachaveh outside that looks like a Ishtachavoy inside. So we have two shittas. Shittas a Rambam that it starts from Avodah Zarah and it's a dumia fun evet shel Avodah Zarah. Shittas Rashi is the Isur on the floor. The Rambam is also made it as the Isur on the floor. But for the Rambam, the reason is mitzad it's dumia na Avodah Zarah. It's dumia na Avodah Zarah. And for Rashi is because you're copying the Beis HaMikdash. Dumia the Beis HaMikdash. This is the Machlekes, this is the Isur. Now, it's mevuyer in the Gemara and in Rambam that the Isur d'Oraisa to do, I want to maybe a masber et klo. Before the Minhagim, mid d'Oraisa, you're allowed, someone wants to lay on the floor to pretend that he fainted. He's allowed to or not? Avad, there's no Isur d'Oraisa in it. The Isur d'Oraisa, when you mishtachav el-Hashem avoido, Rosh Hashone, Yom Kippur, Tashem, Tachnun, stand to lay on the floor, it's no issue. What if a person doesn't have a blanket, he's not allowed to sleep on the floor. It's no issue to sleep on the floor. It's an issue to mishtachve on the floor. That's nishkin mishtachve d'oraisa. On a stone floor. Midrabbonon steht im Rambam, even if you, now, midrabbonon is again, you're opening your hands, you're opening your feet, and you're laying, mamash, like fainted all over. Midrash Rabbanon, even if you do like we're doing Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it's also Midrash Rabbanon to do it on the floor. So the Rambam, Ve'inu loike ashe yifshet yodo ve'raglov. אבל משטח ובלפיש את ידיים ורגליים אינו לויקה אלא מקי מויסר מקס מרדוס. זה איסו דרבונו. זה איסו דרבונו. זה מדי רייסה זה איסו בפיש את ידיים ורגליים ודרבונו זה איסו דרבונו. So what is the eitze? So if it's a איסו דרבונו, so what is the eitze? So the halacha is, if you put something in between you and the floor, so then, It's not also. Again. If it's Bepishut Yodayim Veraglayim, could be it will be also. Because it's only one step down. But if it's not Pishut Yodayim Veraglayim, and you put something in between you and the floor, it's Muto. Me'ikar Adin, before the Minogim. Me'ikar Adin. Other, if you don't mamish bend down, if you bend a little bit and you turn to your side. If you turn to your side, you don't put your head down on the floor. You turn the head to the side. It's also not also with the Rabbanon. But the Rabbanon is the also to lay straight on the floor. Or even to bend like Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. It's the Isur the Rabbanon. But if you have something in between you and the floor, or you turn your head to the side, then you're not over the Isur the Rabbanon. Then you're not over the Isur the Rabbanon. This is the reason in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur that we have a floor, a stone floor. So then we go to the carpets and the zachen. We have a stone floor and we mishtachve. We don't want to be over a Isur the Rabbanon in the middle of Yom Kippur. We put something in between us and the floor. That thing has to be the ikar in between our face to the floor. It's kidai also to have something in between the knees and the floor. And not like all the amaratzim that do the other way around. And pashas the oivar isur the rabbanu, every Yom Kippur. The ikar chatzitza has to be in between the face and the floor. Also to do the knees. But the ikar chatzitza, if you have only one little piece of tissue, and everyone will look strange on you, but you put it on side of the face, I put them in the rechomim, they had a little piece of paper, only on the face. I'm not saying not to do on the knees. But the ikar is on the face. Now, the machmirim, a machmir, that even when Yom Kippur, when they go down to the floor, they turn the face to the side. I was told like that when I was a kid. I had a Shmir Shabbos. He also was told like that. I saw the Pisca Chubas, he brings away that minik from somewhere. He didn't find the Makoya, but he brings that, he also heard about it. So, I'm saying, you're not saying Yichayev, because the Ma'isa state that you're allowed to in the Mishnah Bura. But as a minik, this will be etzim, the Magen Avraham says to do in Tachnun, to cover it and to turn. This is the Magen Avraham etzim. The Magen Avraham says, L'chura, we put something in between. So why do we have to also turn to the side and also to cover our face in Tachnun? We see the Magen Avraham, we like to do both. To be Yitzel, kol ha-deis. To be Yitzel, kol ha-deis. Now, me'ikar ha-din, if the floor is not stone, there's no isur bichlal. But mikol mekoyim, the Matei Ephraim brings down that there were the minig is, it's a gzeire, the minig is to be machmir on all the kind of the floors, or to stone floors. Remember, even if you have carpets from wall to wall, if you have a little piece of carpet, so then it's not a part of the floor attacking. But if you have like a carpet from wall to wall, again, it's an inyan to be machmir, the zol bezach. Now, all of this that we spoke about, we're speaking on the isur, and the isur, if ishtachavoye on the floor. If you mishtachavoye on the floor, and this isur, if ishtachavoye on the floor. But if you're not mishtachavoye, you want to take out shoes from under the bed, and you want to bend on your knees to take out the shoes, you're allowed to, you're not allowed to. So the halacha is, you're allowed to, there's no isur bichlal in them. Oba is a minek, a kodesh diken minek, that we don't do it. I asked the Shmir Shabbos ki ilchoso, I asked him if it's a makor for it. He said, no. I told him, you heard about the minek? Yes. You keep it? He said, yeah. You don't change a minek even if you don't find a makor. Pants don't help. Why? Because it's bottle to the goof. So you ask me, David, and this was, so Barazay, what helps the Magen Avraham says that you have to put it on the shirt and not to put it on the hand? If the pants are bottle to the goof, the shirt is bottle to the hand. And the Teretz is very poshut. The pants are bottle to the feet, that they're not a chatzitza in between you and the floor. Why? Because they're for the feet. Oh, but the shirt is not made for the head. So klapei the head, it's a chatzitza. The Magen Avraham says if you're in shul and you're stuck in Yom Kippur, you could take the talis, not to take off your talis, then for sure it's good. You could roll the talis on your head and on your feet and to make the kohen mishtachavim. Bishas adchak. Because he says, ein ze mamesh tofel legufay. Ein ze mamesh tofel legufay. So a lot of times you get stuck, b'shas ma'ise. You don't have. You pull the talis a little bit on your knees, especially on your head, and you go, and you turn a little bit of your head, you eat all the days. The man of the pants are not a chatzitze. Masha'engen. Also the hands. Lo mazog, a person will want to bend on the knees, so he will put his hands in between, before the gomish. Now, Abel ma'ise is a min of kodesh in klal Yisrael not to do it. And the shaila is from where this minik comes. So it's two mekoyers be'etzem to this elikem minik. One mekoyer is a posuk by Gidoin when he made a milchama It's in Shoftim Zayin Pasuk Hey. And he only wanted to take the people that were not Oved Avodah Zarah. So it says he checked them with water. He begged them to the water. And the people that went on their knees, you know, are these people are used to Mishtachbet Avodah Zarah. So we see in Klal Yisrael that the people that were not Mishtachbet Avodah Zarah will not go down to the knees. Maybe this was a Teva. But we see already in the time of the Nevi'im, how you know, you give people to drink water. If they bend with their hands, kosher yidden. The people that bend to the knees, we know they are the Avodah Zarah. So the man of Klal Yisrael, Abba Pisha, Einam Nevi'im, Bnei Nevi'im. The Welt says another Mekoyer, I couldn't find it written down yet, but this is what I heard from different Chachomim, that because the Arabs, especially the Noitzrim, you see, it's very interesting. We're Mechunach, the people that have this minig, that try to find out, most people have this minig. I heard in America the minig is a bit schwacher. This is what some people told me. In America and England, the minig is a bit schwacher. But it's not so bad why it's schwacher there. Because there's no floors from stone, really. So the ganze Sache is, if some minig onto a floor stone, I'm saying, I must be why the meaning is not a meaning that be'etzam, when you need, you could be meikil. But I don't want that from hand, people will say, again, this meaning is golish. Because the goyim, alemol, bended on the floor. We see something very interesting. That meaning that came, and I checked up all the choshev yidin from the chunach like this when they were little kids. So I say, one reason they say, because on them, people will not know the isur to mishtach v'al ha'olet. We want to mechanech our kids with this. But if you don't go down with the floor to your face, you have to lean till the floor. And the knees is no mekayer bichlal. And the knees is no mekayer bichlal. So al kochach, this minig bichlal didn't come from the isur ishtach avoy. Just in the base of it is all from the neitzrim, this is the way they ave it. They go down to the knees. B'meile, Shaloi ledamo islahem, from this the minute came. Shaloi ledamo islahem. The mele, we're malchik, we don't do no zach like they do. We don't want even for a second to look like them. We have the same zach by the kid with Chano b'shivas boneo. He told him, go down to the floor, don't go to the mishtachave. He doesn't want to look like he's mishtachave. So for these reasons, Klal Yisrael took on the minig. I just want to point out that Yitze, Schori, to be makpid of the Tachnu. Say a chelik, a choshev a chelik from Tfile. People say it by heart, they don't know the words. And the wissen, this is a chelik that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is oine. It's such a dangerous chelik. Such a dangerous chelik. So even we can, מסחזק זה הקדוש ברוך הוא מוצא השם מקבל ואנחנו לא נדע מה נעשה.